So Heavenly Father, you never fail us. We thank you for your grace and your mercy. We thank you for all that you do that we might have life and hope in Jesus. We're all reminded today of all the different ways that you have been faithful to us and you have never failed us. Though we have failed you, you have never failed us. And so, Lord, we're grateful for this day. And we celebrate salvation in Jesus' name. We pray for those who may be with us today who do not know Jesus as Lord and Savior. We pray that you might draw them to you by the Holy Spirit for the sake of their family, for the sake of their own eternal soul. We pray that you might draw them to you. May they sense and recognize your beauty and your grace. And so, Lord, today, as we think again about our families, we pray that you might help us to hear your word, that we might be careful to pay attention to what you have to say to us about your will and purpose for our families. Lord, we ask that you might help us to be faithful to carry out and do in our families what we hear your word saying that we should do. So, Lord, it is good to be together, and we thank you for your grace and mercy and kindness to us. We pray for many of our people who are traveling today. We pray that you'd give them safe travels and bring them back. And also for many of our people who are sick and have troubles these days physically, we pray that you might be with them also and help them. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. Well, again, good morning. If you have your Bible, Ephesians chapter 6 is where I'd like for you to find your place in God's Word. Take your copy of God's Word and find Ephesians chapter 6. These days we've been talking about our families, and we've called this As For Me and My House. We've thought about the importance of husbands and wives making commitments to each other based on God's Word. As For Me and My House, we'll love our spouse and follow those clear words that God has for us in His Word about our relationship. We talked about the importance of rearing our children and training them in the discipline and instruction of the Lord. And today we come to a very, very important topic, one that will have has a responsibility and an application for every person who's here. Unless your parents have died, you have something to hear today from Ephesians chapter 6 regarding the importance of honoring our father and mother. So today we talk about this very, very important principle given long ago in the law of God. Here we are in 2018, and the preacher's talking about the same thing. God's standards and principles are eternal. God's standards and principles are permanent for every generation. So today, all of us measure ourselves against these standards. The other thing I'd say to you before we begin and before we read God's Word, I don't know of a better way for you and I as children to express Jesus' words. Sometimes we call it the golden rule. To treat others as you want to be treated than the way you honor your father and mother. So we have young ones here today. We have boys and girls who are here. Boys and girls, it's important for you to learn how to honor your father and mother. We have students here. Students, it's important for you to understand what the Bible says about honoring your father and mother. We have young adults, middle-aged adults, senior adults, all of us who are children, we're all children. You didn't hatch out of an egg. Somebody brought you into this world. All of us children have something to hear this morning from God's Word about this very important topic. Look, when these things are understood in our homes and practiced, we get a different result out in the world, in business and in our affairs. Because some of these principles have not been taught, we get some of the behavior we get today in our world. So we'll look at these words, and I hope that they'll be a blessing to you, but they are of great importance to all of us So may we all hear carefully. As for me and my house, we will honor our father and mother. And I'd like for you to stand now in honor of the reading of God's word. We just have a short reading today. Ephesians chapter 6. Paul's been talking about in chapter 5 the relationship between husband and wife, and now he comes to speak about children and our responsibility and obligation to our parents. Children, that is of all ages. All the children here this morning, children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Honor your father and mother, which is the first commandment with a promise. And here's the promise, verse 3. So that it may be well with you and that you may live long on the earth. Oh, Heavenly Father, help us today. Help us today, Lord, to ask ourselves as children if we are showing honor to our father and our mother. And Lord, we pray that you might bless the homes of this church, that we might be faithful to live by your word so that we would be an example to others who do not know Jesus. May we be obedient to your word and to our responsibilities in our families. And today we pray a blessing upon our fathers and mothers. And we pray that you might help us as children to do what you've asked us to do, what you've commanded us to do. May my words honor Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. You may be seated. So there are three primary parts to these words. Verse number one, we'll see today that we must obey, first of all. Verse number two, we must honor. And then verse number three, there are some blessings or promises to children who honor and obey their parents. I'm very aware that we're in a room mixed with multi-intergenerations. So for many of you, your parents are still alive. They may live close by, they may live far away. And for others, like myself, only one of my parents is still alive, my mother. For others, both of your parents are gone. Some of you have both of your aging parents still alive. So all of us in this room have an obligation. You know, what else we may do in our jobs and whatever else we may do at church, all of those things are really good. But God watches how children take care and honor or dishonor their parents. God is watching. God sees how we choose to respond to our parents. And for those who are young among us, there are some important principles here that your children need to know. You see, foolishness is bound up in the heart of a child. So discipline and training are very important. Oh, they are so cute. They are so cute, but you need to discipline them. I know they're cute. But inside, foolishness is bound up in the heart of a child. Discipline takes it away from them. So we have a responsibility in our homes. When there's failure in our homes, we get the results in grown people who act in crazy ways. When they go to their job, when they start and try to have a family, all of this brokenness carried on in all kinds of ways in our culture, all of this going back to the training and discipline of children and their response to their parents. So let's get to it. Number one, children must. There's no obligation. There's no choice here. Children must obey their parents. This is God's declaration to us. Children, obey your parents, for this is right. This word obey has the idea of listening in order to follow the command. The idea of obey also has in it the idea of, this is important for adult children here, listening to your parents in order to gain advice. They have been around a little bit longer than you have. They've had some other experiences you have not had yet. So the idea of obedience has both in it, yes, for children underage who are just growing up, yes, you learn to listen, to obey your parents. And that's a very important principle that all the young adults in here need to be teaching your children. You do not give them a suggestion. You give them direction, directives, commands. Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. It's the idea. This is a righteous thing for you to do. This is a right and honorable thing before God. Paul says in another place, I believe it's Colossians 3:20, children, be obedient to your parents in all things, for this is well-pleasing to the Lord. So it is right to obey parents, and it is well-pleasing to God. God is watching how children obey and take the counsel of their parents. Proverbs chapter 1, verses 8 and 9. Hear, my son, your father's instruction, and do not forsake your mother's teaching. Indeed, they are a graceful wreath to your head and ornaments about your neck. Obeying our parents and gaining their insight has to do with giving attention to their instructions. Pay attention to what they have to say to you, boys and girls, students. Doing what they've commanded you to do, depending on their counsel and following their example. So for all the parents, as we give directives and we give guidance, it's important for our lives to support what we ask our children to do. So we have this first responsibility, children, obey your parents. Such an important thing. You know, learning how to obey my parents helps me learn how to obey the Lord. You see, this is the beauty of it. The beauty of it is that now when I come to know Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, and I surrender to Him and I confess with my mouth Jesus as Lord, and I believe in my heart that God raised Him as dead, when I confess Jesus as Lord, that means He becomes the Lord of my life, the boss of my life. And as my boss, as my Lord, I obey Him. So I open this Word, I read God's Word, I hear it taught, I hear it preached. I memorize it, I study it, so that I might be an obedient child of God, that I might obey God's Word and carry out and do the things that He has asked me to do. So learning how to be obedient as a child in my home helps me understand what it looks like to obey the Lord. Obedience is such an important quality in life. Obedience is important in your job. Obedience is important in our society. We talk about disobedience and those who break the law and those who do not obey the laws. And the requirement we have to try to help people who can't obey the laws, disobedience to authority. Disobedience to authority starts in the home, and when there's not training around how to help boys and girls and students understand the authority of their parents, they don't appreciate the authority of a boss. They don't appreciate the authority of anybody in a government position. They don't appreciate authority in the church. They don't appreciate authority at all. So they live to do whatever they want. So this becomes very important for all of our parents. Paul says in Ephesians 6, we read it last week, verse number 4, fathers, do not provoke your children to anger, but bring them up. The idea of these two words, bringing them up, or this phrase, has to do with nurture them in the discipline and instruction of the Lord. And every child, no matter how cute they may be, how sweet they are, there's foolishness bound up in the heart of a child, and they must learn and be brought up in the discipline and instruction of the Lord. Discipline, discipline. Order, rhythm, structure, instruction. Here's what we do. Here are the house rules. Here are the things we do. Here are the things we don't do. The reward comes when you do the things you're supposed to do, and there's punishment when you disobey the others. This matter of obedience is very important. And so for children, this is where it starts. How do I demonstrate and how do I please God at home? I obey my parents. I obey them even when I'm a teenager. I was just with a teenager recently, and he was telling me all about how aggravated he was with his dad, who actually was giving him some really good advice. But you know, when you're this certain age, you know everything anyway, so you can't really gain any insight. Oh, the rebellion and the foolishness of not listening to what your parents have to say to you. If you grow up in a home and you don't have both your mom and your dad, you have a mom or a dad, you need to listen to what they have to say to you. Obey your parents. Obey your parent. This is right. But there's a second thing. Children must honor their father and mother. When we think about honor, we must understand the word. So there are two verbs here, obey and honor. Honor, this is such an important word, and it's found so many places in God's word. Here we're taught, and this is in the law of God. This comes from Deuteronomy chapter 5, verse 16. In the law of God, in the Ten Commandments, there in all of those relational commands, relationship to God and how we're to live, relationship to others, there is this powerful verse. In fact, it's the only law with a promise. Honor your father and mother, and there's a promise. The promise is that it will go well with you and you'll live a long life. You see, God is watching how children honor their parents. So to honor, what does the word mean? What does it look like? Well, honor actually means to respect and to reverence. The word here is a word that means to have weight, to have substance. It is the idea of something of great value. So when you look at your parents with all of their weaknesses and with all the things they have done that may not be the best, they are your parents. And your responsibility and mine is to honor our father and our mother, to show them respect and to reverence them, to treat them with reverence. By the way, we'll see in just a little while this idea of reverence, piety. It's the same word used when we talk about reverencing God. You reverence your parents, you reverence God. These things go together. I'm going to say it for the third time. God is watching how children honor their parents. Honor. Let's think about it for a moment. Proverbs chapter 23, verse 22 says, listen, Proverbs 23, 22, listen to your father who begat you. Listen to your father who begat you. Listen to your father who begat you. And do not despise your mother when she is old. Oh, the aging process takes place for us all. By the way, did you know you're older today than you've ever been? You are. Did you know your parents, if they're still alive, are older than they've ever been? What does it look like in our world? I'll tell you what it looks like from a Christian point of view. When we look at the old, when we look at the aging, we show respect to the old and aging. Not neglect. We show respect. Whatever else the world may do, the Christian church, God's people who follow Jesus, demonstrate that I serve the Lord, and being Jesus to others is showing respect to the old and the aged. Do not despise your mother when she is old. I was laughing when I heard a little boy say, who was 10, my mother's really old. She was only 32 years old. But to a 10-year-old, that is really old. Don't despise your mother when she is old. And listen to your father I know he probably tells the same stories over and over again. I know he probably doesn't dress as modern as you'd like for him to do, and he doesn't know all the new things. Listen to your father. He's been around longer than you. He's seen some things for good or bad. You know, there's nothing more honorable than to see children who obey their parents and honor them. Proverbs 23, 24, and 25, the father of the righteous, the father of the righteous, will greatly rejoice, and he who sires a wise son will be glad in him. Let your father and your mother be glad, and let her rejoice who gave you birth. You know, there is no greater joy for parents than to see their children commit to follow God and to walk after them, and to walk after Him. There's no greater joy. So for those who are beginning in your parenting, you share and you discipline your children. And for you boys and girls who are here, you know when you've disobeyed your parents. You know when you've disrespected them and spoken in an ugly way and made those faces and done those things you've done. You know when you've done it. But God is watching, and it's not a joke to Him when you show disrespect to your parents. I wanted to talk to you for a moment and just give you a little bit of pastorly counsel about how does it look for us to honor our father and mother? Some practical ways. Just here's one. If you're going to honor your father and mother, some of us in this room have to forgive them of the past and be restored to them as children, loving them the way they are. You got to forgive them. Oh, Pastor Mike, you don't know what all they've done. Of course, but God does. He also knows what you've done. The breakage and the separation and the division in so many families between children and parents, and then it's passed down to the grandchildren. Moms and dads don't allow their grandchildren to see parents. We've got all of this that goes on all around us, goes on in the church. Honor your father and mother. There are no limits on that. It doesn't have an, oh, by the way, here are the exceptions. You don't need to honor your father and mother if they've done these things. Honor your father and mother. They're the ones who brought you into this world. They're the ones who helped you when you were helpless as a baby. They were the ones who looked after you. They were the ones who sacrificed for you. Their lifestyle may not be what you want it to be. They're your father and your mother. Honor your father and your mother. The first way to honor your father and mother is to show respect and forgive them. Be restored to them. Another way you can honor your father and mother is to spend some time with them. I must say this to you. One of the greatest delights as a pastor is observing children who care and spend time with their parents. One of the saddest things I have seen are those that neglect and separate themselves from their parents and spend no time with them. Time is a valuable thing. Look, only a parent knows what I'm saying. You love to be able to spend time with your kids. That's just part of it. And the kids, as they grow up, start looking in other directions to their friends and to other sources, and they sometimes turn away. One of the blessings you can have today, look, no matter what age your parents are, give them some of your time. Give them your time. Time is a valuable thing together. It just covers a lot of other things. Time, presence. Just showing up over at their place. not forcing them to your place. Go to them. You be the one to make the sacrifice. Go and be with them. Take them with you. Oh, Pastor Mike, I don't want to take them on vacation. Do you know what that'll look like? I didn't say on vacation. I just brought that up because it's vacation time. Some have taken their parents and said, never again. What does that all mean? They may have gone home and said, never again. Just like the children. Time's an important, so figure out how you're going to do it, but spend time. And then let me go to this next one. Here's another way you honor your parents. No, don't go yet. Don't go yet. I'm not ready. I got to fuss about this for a minute more. If you're going to honor your parents, you spend time with them. Maybe forgive and restore. Maintain that relationship. Make it the best it can be. But this is an important one. Oh, this is an important one. Pat warned me. I don't want to get off the rails. I don't want to chase a rabbit. If you all think I start chasing a rabbit, you can do what she does. You can kind of do your neck like this, which means cut it off, cut it off. But I'm going to say it. You learn how to honor your father and mother when you learn how to respect their opinions, even if they don't agree with yours. Boy, I could spend a long time today talking about the culture of disrespect we live in today. It's what it is. It's a culture of disrespect. And in my simple mind, you know, since nobody hatched out of an egg, all this disrespect came from somewhere. Somebody learned it, and it starts at the house. You allow disrespect to go on at the house where opinions can't be different. You can't agree to disagree and be agreeable in your disagreements. We've got problems in our country. We've got problems all up and down the scale, from the leaders to the others. We name, call, and act like four-year-olds. No respect. No respect for authority. No respect for the rule of law. No respect for God's word. No respect for the leadership who are placed over these authorities. If you're going to honor your father and mother, you have to learn to allow them to have their opinion, and you maintain your respect for them. I probably should remind everybody of what the Word of God says about the days in which we live. It strikes home on everything we're talking about here today and what happens at the house. 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 1, but realize this, I'll just remind you all today, realize this, that in the last days, difficult times will come. Men will be lovers of self, lovers of money, boastful, arrogant, revilers, disobedient to parents, ungrateful, unholy, unloving, irreconcilable. I'm never going to get right with that person. Boy, I'm glad the Lord never said that to me. Malicious gossips, saying things that aren't true just to destroy the character of someone else. It's the height of disrespect. It's the height of disrespect. Without self-control, brutal, haters of good, treacherous, reckless, conceited, lovers of pleasure rather than lovers of God. And I submit to you that all of those things are learned at the house, where there is no discipline and instruction in the Lord. Parents, God didn't call you to be your kids' good buddy. He called you to be their parents and to lead them to understand how to live in a world with respect to those who disagree, to live for Jesus when others would maliciously destroy the church and all that we stand for. So we live in this world of absolute disrespect, and it gets in the church. You see, we're told to honor one another. We're told to honor God. We're told to honor widows. In fact, I'm going to read it to you now. Some of you, just like me, you try to find the best way, and this is a real issue in our church. For some of our generations who are here, you're not there yet, but the struggle to help aging parents, sometimes they're both alive, sometimes, like in my case, my mother's only alive, in her late 80s. And what do you do? How do you show honor to your father and your mother? For you younger ones, your day's coming. What do we do about this? Do we just turn our eyes? No, you see, we respect, we don't neglect. I'm reminded of Paul's words in 1 Timothy when he was speaking about the importance of taking care of the widows. And he says in 1 Timothy chapter 5, verse number 3, honor widows, same word as honor your father and mother. Respect and reverence widows. We have 120 plus widows in our church, widowers. They fall into two classes. There are a group of our widows and widowers who have no family. The church's obligation is to help them with things in their life, and we seek to do that. We know who they are. We're trying to work on them. But, oh, there's another group who have children and grandchildren. I'll read it to you, 1 Timothy 5:4. If any widow has children or grandchildren, they must first, that is, the children and grandchildren have to learn something. They must learn first to practice piety in regard to their own family. You want to be pious toward God? You want to show reverence and honor toward God? How can you show reverence and honor toward God and disrespect, dishonor your parents? Jesus once talked about that with the Pharisees, who were to honor their father and mother, but they said to their parents, "We can't take care of you. This is all God's." If any widow has children or grandchildren, they must first learn to practice piety in regard to their own family and to make some return to their parents for all they have done for us. For this is acceptable in the sight of God. So for many of you today, I've spoken about this all morning. I've said to all of my friends who are here, who struggle with the same issue of what do you do to help those aging parents, especially when they're widowed, children and grandchildren. We pick up that responsibility, and it's long and it's hard and it's never easy, and you have to make sacrifice and you have to be patient, but you're learning how to practice piety. You're learning how to practice reverence. And that's what this world needs to see among God's people. That we respect, we do not neglect our father and mother. I wish I could take you to the halls of some, and we have some in here who work in nursing facilities and care for people. I wish I could take you there and let you see there are some rooms that are never visited by any family. Oh, they have family, but they don't come. They don't come. When we go make our calls, we go visit. Let me tell you, you learn a lot about people's gratefulness and their understanding of real respect. By the way, respect, yes. Boys and girls, you should learn how to say thank you, yes ma'am, no ma'am, yes sir, no sir. But it's a whole lot more than what you say. It's what you do. The final thing is the promise. We always run to the promise. I didn't go there for the length of my time. I spent it on our obligations as children. Obey your parents. This is right. Obey your parents. This finds favor with God. Honor your father and mother. This is well-pleasing with God. If you have siblings like I do, we have to all talk about together how we're going to help my mother. Now, everybody has an opinion. That's where you got to learn how to get along. People have different opinions. You don't just get mad and quit. That's the way it is today. well, if you don't agree with me, I'm just going to leave. Okay. That really helps. You're going to leave. God blesses the children of those who obey and honor their parents. There's a promise with this commandment, so that it may be well with you. You know what's wonderful to see? You see how well it goes. I know this is a general comment. We all have trouble. We all have struggles, folks. I'm not talking about that if you obey and honor your parents that the road will be smooth and you'll never have a problem. No, no. The point of this is to say that when we're willing to honor our parents and to obey them, we learn a lot of life lessons. You know, there are things at my age, I still remember my father taught me that I should do about life, and some things my mother has said to me, and by the way, she still continues to say to me in her 80s. Now, sometimes I'm thinking, I'm full grown. Why in the world do I need to listen? Wait a minute, I need to listen to this. My mother may be saying something that's going to make it be well for me. She's ahead of me. She's on the journey out in front of me. Everything in her life may not be perfect, but she's ahead. So may it be well with you. When you obey and honor your parents, it's well with you, and you live a long time on the earth. No medicine for this. No medication to live a long time. It's interesting that the disobedient toward parents, and when you're disobedient toward God, you go, like the book of Proverbs says, down the way of the thorns. Boy, the way of the thorns is a hard way. The way of the thorns. It never gets better. The longer you go on that path of disobedience, the longer you go in dishonor of God and disobeying Him, the path of thorns, it's not well with you. As our brother prayed this morning for so many miserable people, they're miserable because they're living in the way of the thorns. Nobody's happy in the way of the thorns. Nothing but pain. But we're promised here, in the law of God, which has been now given to us as followers of Jesus, as our standard of how we treat our parents, we show them obedience and we show them honor. And as a result of that, God is watching how children honor and obey their parents. And as a result, it goes well with you when you honor and obey your parents. And you're promised a long life. God's blessing comes on obedience. It's always been that way. Moses finished the book of Deuteronomy talking about blessings on one mountain and curses on another mountain. The curses came with disobedience, and the blessings came from obedience. How will I ever learn to trust a God whom I cannot see if I'm not willing to learn the hard lessons of obeying my parents that I see every day? Well, this says a lot about our piety. It says a lot about, look, we're not running like the culture's running here. We're followers of Jesus. We go by the Word of God. We seek to be doers of God's Word. So we practice obedience and honor of our parents. And when we do, God's blessing comes along in its own wonderful way. As for me and my house, we will honor our father and our mother. Heavenly Father, we thank you for your word. We thank you for the opportunity we have to hear it and clearly understand our obligation and responsibility to our parents. Lord, a lot of us carry in this room our own wounds and our own struggles with our parents, and we feel like we're justified in the way we have felt toward them. But Lord, that is not the way you ask us to do it as followers of Jesus. So I pray today that for so many of our people all morning long, may the Word of God bring them back to think about, what do I need to do to honor my mother and my father. Bring to their mind some special way to do it. May they honor their fathers and mothers. May I honor my mother while she's still alive. Not just when they're dead. Lord, for the next generation to be changed and for our world to see a change, I pray for the young couples in our church that they might discipline and instruct their children so that they might learn obedience and respect. How we need it, Lord, in these last days of disrespect scattered all around us. Forgive us when we have been people of disrespect toward others. Forgive us when we've been malicious, attacking, critical, cynical, unforgiving, disobedient to your word, living with selfishness, resisting all authorities in our life. Lord, that's not the way God's children live. Forgive us when we have sinned. And when we have taught it to our children and our grandchildren, forgive us. See, right, revival comes when the home is better. Church house is next. It starts at the house. So you'll have to say, as for me and my house, and you'll have to fill in the blank. You may be here this morning and you do not know Jesus as Lord and Savior. If you're a mother or father, the most important decision you could make to bless your family would be for you to surrender to Jesus Christ and be saved. And we will help you do that. But you have to be willing to step forward and have the courage to stand in front of a group of people and say, I'm ready to follow Jesus. And some of you need to do that today. It'll change your family. I'm asked all the time, how do I join the church? The way you join the church, if you're a follower of Jesus, in just a moment, we're going to stand. You step forward, come down, take one of the pastors and say, I'm ready to join this church. I'm a follower of Jesus, and we'll help you with the next steps. A whole lot of us in this room just need to repent of our old ways of treating our parents and go back to some new ways. What they've done is they've done. New day, new start. Honor your father and mother. So whatever our decisions, we want to make it today while we sing. Some are public, some are private. Let's stand together. JR is going to lead us. We all know this song, I Have Decided to Follow Jesus. If you follow Jesus, you honor your parents. Let's sing it together. And if you need to